From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A massive snowstorm that blanketed the U.S. East Coast moves out to sea, leaving at least 17 people dead. The storm that began late Friday and ended early Sunday dumped near-record snowfall in some major U.S. cities and caused heavy flooding along the coast. Residents emerged after daybreak on Sunday with snowplows and shovels, while tens of thousands of stranded travelers scrambled to get to their destinations or find alternate arrangements. The U.S. National Weather Service reported 45 centimeters of snow fell at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, its official tally for snowfall in the District of Columbia. Public transportation in Washington remained shut down on Sunday, while Reagan and Dulles International Airports also were closed for a second straight day. Here in Washington, at least 500 people flocked to the city's popular DuPont Circle Park for a friendly snow battle. The snowball fight organized by the Washington, D.C. Snowball Fight Association was one of several held throughout the city and organized by residents through Facebook. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia on Sunday, continuing their series of victories over rebels in the northwestern Syrian province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border. It is one of more than a dozen areas the Syrian government said its fighters took control of in recent days. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and got strategic help from Russian military officers. This is VOA.